Greetings, Bark Radio listeners. This is Dee Boghetti, and I'm in Colorado today. I am at Wild Rose Kennels at Clear Creek Ranch in Granite, Colorado. I'm going to tell you folks, this is some beautiful country. And I'm here for 3 days with Mike and Kathy Stewart and Abby Thornton and her diabetic alert dog, Mr. Darcy. And we are doing some amazing things working on protocol for the training of future diabetic alert dogs. So right now I'm going to introduce you to Mike Stewart. He's going to tell you about his fabulous kennels in Oxford, Mississippi. Mike, say hello to our listeners.
Hello, Bark Radio listeners. Indeed, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Wild Rose Kennels is located, the home office is in Oxford, Mississippi, with a branch in Jasper, Arkansas, and a training facility, as you said, in Granite, Colorado. That's for our summer training operations. And we specialize in British Labradors. We import the sires and dames from the UK, and they're known for their size, a smaller size, their temperament, their fantastic noses, game-finding ability, but you can convert that to find almost anything from tennis balls to diabetic alert. So
right.
We found that there's an opportunity that these dogs are being used across the country, and I think there's 7 or 8 in the field right now that are doing an amazing job of early alert for diabetes.
Man, I tell you, that is fabulous. And, you know, you and I both are very familiar with scent theory, and it's absolutely true. A great nose on a dog can be trained to find anything, including low blood sugar or high blood sugar. And we are seeing it in action. I think this would be a really good time to just have a little chat with Abby, and she can tell us, you have had Mr. Darcy with you for a little over a year, is that correct?
Almost 2 years.
And how old are you, Abby?
I'm 16 years old.
And he is now a working service dog, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I want you to tell our listeners how Mr. Darcy has changed your life.
Mr. Darcy is amazing. He has improved my quality of life, and he will improve my quantity of life. He keeps my blood sugar in such a tight range that I won't have these health problems that diabetics have down the road.
Like, give us examples.
Diabetics, as a result of prolonged high blood sugar, you lose your eyesight, your nerve damage, you have kidney failure. And just over time, it just happens. Mr. Darcy alerts to high blood sugar before it's that serious. So he's keeping me safe in the long run, and he's keeping me safe now. He's saving me from seizures.
Have you had a seizure since Mr. Darcy's been on the job?
Not one.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Both he and you are my heroes. I think you are amazing spokespeople for this protocol.
Thank you.
And I think you are going to teach many people, adults, kids, dogs, so much. You're going to change the world, my little girl.
Well, that's our goal. We want any diabetic who needs a dog to have one.
That is all of our goals. Now, let's thank you so much, Abby.
You're
and
welcome.
Mr. Darcy, who I believe is sound asleep in the corner. But by the way, y'all, if Abby should go low or go high, he will wake up.
Absolutely.
Yes? He wakes up and alerts. It's absolutely phenomenal in the middle of the night. And what's so great is this young lady can now drive a car and not ever worry because Darcy's always with her, and he alerts, and you pull over to the side of the road if you need to, yes?
Exactly.
It's fabulous. Okay, now we're going to go back to Mike. And Mike, why don't you share with the folks a little bit of what we are planning for the future?
Well, we're planning for the future is to come up with a program that has a great deal of predictability in its outcome. And we're beginning with the right material, the dogs of correct temperament, size, that we can train easily to pass public access challenges that you have, from everything from being in crowds to groups to activities, outside activities, and so on. So by beginning with the right material is a real key to this program. The second thing about the British dog is they have enormous scent ability. Their noses are far more powerful than the average dog because they're bred over 100 years to be high alert in scent. And now, of course, they use them for pheasant, and they use them for quail, and they use them for chuckard. And all we're doing is just modifying their scenting ability to detect a different type of scent, which is, of course, on the T1 type person, puts out a specific scent that the dog learns to recognize and respond to. So we're looking for consistent alerts. We're looking for public access certifications. We're looking for a fantastic companion. And we have decades of experience in producing what we call the gentleman's gun dog, a dog that can do quail in the morning, ducks in the afternoon, and come in and watch the big screen TV. So we want great dogs of scent that is fantastic companions. And all we're going to do is take our experience in that field and convert it to supporting the diabetic alert.
And folks, what we know from, I've been involved in this for a little over a year, and we know there are a lot of dogs out there who are not working properly. We want to change that. It's a mission. Mike and I both want to leave a legacy of dogs who are being trained as well as is humanly possible and who will be the lifelong lifesavers of a lot of type 1 diabetics.
And along the line of a legacy, we're not only going to bring to the table our methodology, a positive methodology of training dogs, and well as our exceptional bloodlines, we also have created a foundation, the Wild Rose Foundation for Diabetic Alerts. This is a cost-sharing program where we're seeking donations across the country from individuals as well as corporations to support the cost of receiving one of these dogs. And then you have to, of course, put in the effort. Anybody that's acquiring one of these dogs, it takes a great deal of effort. These are not machines or computers you can turn on and turn off. To have a quality of life of one of these dogs takes a commitment from the family and the patient as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a key piece of it. And I do want everyone to know where they can go to find out, A, more about the foundation, B, more about Mike Stewart and his gun dogs. So what's your web address, Mike?
All one has to do is look up UK Labs. That's UKLABS.com. And look under Diabetic Alert Dogs, and you'll see a description of our program. You will see a gallery of dogs that are out working in the field. You will learn about our training conference that's held annually. And then, of course, you will learn about the foundation. You can just click and move right to it and learn more about it.
And, folks, we encourage you to tell everyone you know about this. If we can get donations coming into Mike's foundation, we're just going to be able to place more dogs with more people, because it's extraordinarily expensive to train these dogs.
One thing about the foundation, it is a foundation, is a real boots on the ground type foundation that we do all the administrative costs. There's no administrative costs associated with the donations, of course, are tax-free, and all the money goes straight to the dogs, conferences, training, and materials for training, versus we don't have directors and associate directors and secretaries. It all goes straight to the recipient. And Wild Rose absorbs the cost of the other.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, we're doing some special work here. I thank Mike for being Mike, because he is an extraordinary dog trainer, just for starters, and he does have fabulous dogs. And I think, truly, this group of people and some others involved are going to change the world. So thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Abby.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Mr. Darcy. And that's it for today, folks. Thanks for joining us in Bark Radio.